I'd like to welcome our 10-minute speaker, Ariel from San Luis Obispo.
Hello, I'm Ariel. I'm an addict and alcoholic. So, I would say that I drank for the good times and I drank for the bad times. But when I really think about my main reason for drinking, it was to quell the suffering that I had constantly inside of me. I'll begin at the beginning. I was born here in SLO, and my parents were in high school when they had me. If some of you noticed, I did not have my last initial. It just says Ariel from San Luis Obispo on the flyer. There's a reason for that. My parents, because they were young, they could not take care of me, so I was raised by my grandpa and my aunt. And, you know, that was probably my first resentment. I didn't understand what a resentment was when I was that young, and I had not discovered alcohol yet, so I just had the feeling. And I really felt like there was this feeling of burning inside of me throughout my childhood because of the circumstances of how I was brought into the world. One thing that happened was when I was 10, I had a paternity test where I found out that the father that was on my birth certificate wasn't actually my father. So I had discovered that my last name was of a man that I never knew and a man who was not biologically related to me. So part of me being in this fellowship is being able to shed my last initial and being the person that I think that my higher power wanted me to be, authentically in his hands and going through life by his will. But when I was younger, I hadn't come here yet. And so I was trying to find some kind of solution and some kind of alleviation to this pain that I had. And when I was 13, I found alcohol. I snuck into my aunt's cabinet of liquors. She wasn't really a drinker. She would receive gifts of alcohol from friends, and she would just take it to be polite, but she would never drink them. Being somebody with a disease, I thought, that's kind of a waste. And so I took it upon myself to help her look more grateful towards her friends. So I start going into the liquor cabinet, and I found E&J brandy. And before long, I went through that. I went through the champagne that she had got from a cruise. And I went through her Bailey's Irish Cream, which was really hard to drink on its own, by the way. But I was really determined. And I really liked the effects of alcohol because I didn't feel bothered. I didn't feel anxiety. I didn't feel depression. I could sleep at night. I found that I can go throughout the day. And I found that it made school a lot more bearable. And I eventually quit school when I was 15. And at the time, I was drinking vodka and Gatorade during my English class. And I was regularly drinking on my lunch hour. And so it just didn't fit for me to continue on being in regular school. I felt that school was getting in the way of feeling better about myself. And so that was the scope that I looked at everything, is that I am self-seeking and I am just trying to feel better, and anything that stands in the way of my personal betterment, I have to cast that out. But in time, I noticed that many things got in the way of my perceived self-betterment, and eventually I didn't really have anything at all. I remember probably around 2014 is when things became very despondent. And I was slowly losing more and more things until I had to go to the hospital and I was told that I had a fatty liver. So I remember feeling like I can't even have anything. I can't even have agency or the responsibility of taking care of my own body. And, you know, it doesn't really matter what happens in terms of wreckage outside of ourselves, out in the material world. It's really that lonely feeling that happens inside. And that's where I found a true rock bottom, is that I didn't even like the company of myself. When I was alone, I felt restless, irritable, and discontent. And I felt really in conflict of any kind of silence or solitude. I felt like being alone would mean that all these haunted feelings would come and eat me away. And there were many nights at 3 a.m. that I was pacing around my kitchen because I just really didn't know what to do. And that period of time between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. where they can't sell you alcohol was the worst feeling. There's nobody to call, and there's no liquor store that doesn't have a cabinet locked up. And so I really felt like the walls were closing in. So a month after I turned 25, I came into AA, and I've been clean and sober since January 5th, 2016. When I came into the fellowship, I had an issue with powerlessness, and I thought, you know, no, I can fight any man twice my size and, you know, break his nose. What do you mean I'm powerless? You know, I've been to jail. I hold my own. And so, very grateful for Pioneer Group out of Alano Club, who took me in and explained these principles to me, that, you know, it's not so much, you know, admittance of powerlessness isn't saying that you're weak. It isn't talking about being helpless, even though I did feel that way. Powerlessness just means that, you know, can you put the drink down? Well, no. Well, there it is. So I became willing to work the steps, and I'm very grateful for that first step, admitting that I'm powerless over alcohol and that my life had become unmanageable. Because when I finally acknowledged these things that were very much happening in my life, I began to find victory over them. I began to find that I no longer was as helpless as I believed that I was. And it was a result of working these steps. I would say that the person that I'm grateful for most was my second sponsor, because she didn't really let me get away with anything. And anything that I took to her, she had a very eloquent way of explaining it. And it was through her carrying the message to me, I began to understand what it means to practice the principles in all my affairs. I've really taken a liking to the saying, progress towards perfection. I'm aware that perfectionism is a character defect that I possess, and I know that I can never be perfect as a human being because it's no human power, but I like the concept of striving for something and that the work isn't ever done. I like that because I really appreciate being a trusted servant. I appreciate that I have been voted into different positions within my home group and that I'm trusted with this responsibility, because a person that I used to be was very sketchy, to say the least. But now I can serve with some kind of dignity and honor, and I always look towards what I can do better. If I can listen better, or if I can be a little bit well-spoken, if I can be mindful of my actions, And that's where I'm at right now. And that's where I hope that I never graduate from. I'm so grateful that I don't ever have to graduate from AA, because I do really want to strive to be better. I can never be a perfect person, but maybe I can be a little bit of a better person than I was yesterday, and that somebody, some fellow in this room, can have faith and trust in me until possibly they can find a God of their understanding. So thank you so much for letting me be here tonight.
Give her another round of applause. Thank you, Ariel.